This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and join us on the radio here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. And we also bring things to the table that we think you're going to find interesting. Today, I was wondering if there was something wrong with my internet connection as I attempted to connect to Twitter.com and was getting a DNS error. And so I attempted to connect to downforeveryone or justme.com, which is a website that allows you to, you know, type in a website that's not working on your computer and see if somebody else's computer halfway across the world can reach it. Because sometimes there's, like, breakdowns in the internet in places. In this case, Twitter was actually down. And apparently so was downforeveryone or justme, because I couldn't get to that site either, as well as GitHub, SoundCloud, and PayPal. All reported down earlier today.
Now, does that mean that our show wasn't able to be downloaded? Because we're on SoundCloud.
In theory, that would mean that, yes. However, Free Talk Live amplifiers do not download from SoundCloud, so they would have been able to get the show. Anyway, story coming from the Daily Mail, and then on the way, there are a couple of clown-related stories. One of them we never got to earlier this week with Target, actually apparently removing masks from stores. And Mark, you've got a story about a town in, was it Mississippi?
Yep.
That has banned anyone wearing clown apparel or clown masks. You will be ticketed, possibly arrested, if you're caught wearing those things. So we'll get into that here in a little bit. And our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. So the story from the Daily Mail, a massive coordinated series of cyber attacks has forced hundreds of major websites from Amazon to Twitter offline across the globe. And WikiLeaks believes its supporters were responsible.
Okay.
It urged its backers to, quote, stop taking down the U.S. internet, saying Mr. Assange is still alive and WikiLeaks is still publishing. They then tweeted, quote, the Obama administration should not have attempted to misuse its instruments of state to stop criticism of its ruling party candidate. The Ecuadorian government switched off Assange's internet service Sunday after he released another tranche of emails showing the contents of a speech given by Hillary Clinton to Goldman Sachs. WikiLeaks accused John Kerry and the U.S. government of asking Ecuador to shut down Assange's internet connection, but the South American country denied that it came under any pressure from the U.S. or any other government.
They're probably just sick of him being there. Was he been there like 5 years?
I mean, they don't have to keep him there.
Where would they put him?
Well, they're not obligated to keep him in their embassy, are they? I mean, it's not like he's there against their will.
Well, I mean, they could just bodily move him out, but it's going to give them more sort of bad press. Why are they turning off his internet?
That's what I want to know.
Well, the same reason that they would move him out.
Well, then why haven't they moved him out?
They're trying to do it slowly. How do you get somebody who's, how do you get a bomb out of your apartment, Ian?
Right. Now I see what you're saying. Customers in the store at the late night, they turn off half the lights to let them know it's time to leave.
That sort of thing.
The Department of Homeland Security has launched an investigation into the crash, claiming it could be a precursor to an attempt to disrupt the U.S. presidential election further. Further? Well, how did this disrupt the election in the first place?
It is a disrupted election.
I just checked on The Guardian because it sounded somewhat familiar. So The Guardian says it was a massive DOS attack.
DDoS, distributed denial of service is what that stands for. It's where multiple computers, usually people who don't even know they're participating via what's called a botnet, will attack a server with so many requests per minute that it just bogs down, and can't handle anything.
Servers can handle only so many, requests per minute, and that's it.
It was from something called the Mirai botnet. Trying to see, there's a map actually somewhere on the internet. I forget what the website is where you could see where a DOS attack is coming from, and who's receiving it, like by which country. So I'd be curious to see where that is.
WikiLeaks has already come under fire for its decision to publish about 20,000 emails from John Podesta, Clinton's campaign chair. Internet service company Dyn, which controls the address book of the Internet for dozens of major companies, said that it had suffered its first denial of service attack shortly after 6 a.m. Eastern Time in an attack that mostly affected the East Coast of the United States. It told CNBC the attack is well planned and executed, coming from tens of millions of IP addresses at the same time.
Wow.
That's a tremendous attack. Now, I don't know what the average size of a DDoS attack is.
Now, you don't have to you don't have to know that you're participating
Correct.
In this to have participated in this.
That's right.
So, there's a good chance,
which means the feds might show up at your door.
How many computers?
Tens of millions.
Tens of millions. There's a good chance your computer was involved in this. You just don't know. If it was on, if it had some, it was infected by some kind of virus, which likely only would have it do this task when somebody asked it to.
Right, or malware.
There are some you could voluntarily download. I don't know if LOIC, Low Orbit Ion Cannon, is still in use, but for that, like, you know, that's what Anonymous would use for some of its early DOS attacks. And
yeah.
People would
yeah, but I bet you the percentage of people who have chosen to join these attacks compared to those who are unknowingly involved is much lower. I don't know what the, you know, the breakdown
is,
but
agree, yeah.
It's probably a super majority of people who don't even realize that they've downloaded some kind of porn or whatever it was that got this malware on their system.
Little cursors that has sparkly things that follow it.
Yeah, I don't know how they, you know, effectively distribute this stuff, what methods they use to do it. But you know, might not be a bad time if you haven't done so to go ahead and run a virus scan. Or if you don't have a virus checker on your computer, then it's probably a good idea to go ahead and put one on there and an anti-malware scan as well.
Well, my computer was shut down at that time, so I'm glad that, you know, I wasn't involved. But I will say that I was doing some downloading today and I had speeds better than usual, so I suspect I wasn't involved.
Well, I don't know, you know, I don't think this would necessarily take up a bunch of your bandwidth.
Well, then there you go.
My computer crashed today, so now I'm very worried.
And the idea is to overwhelm the server with requests. I mean, you sending out these requests doesn't take a lot of bandwidth. I mean, it's just basically saying, hey, I want this website. That's basically what, here I am, I want this website. That's essentially what your computer is saying. That doesn't take a whole lot of data. That's just a little bit of, you know, just a few bytes or whatever being sent out to sort of ping out to the server. And then when the data comes is when the server is sending to you, right? So that's, you're not really sending anything to PayPal or whatever. If you're on PayPal, all you're sending is your login and key. And then, you know, information about who you want to send money to. I mean, there's very, very little data coming from the customer in those cases. So, yeah, just because you got a quick internet connection, Mark, does not mean that your computer is not a part of a botnet.
Good to know.
So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. There was a second attack. So, again, one at around 6 a.m., another one around 1 p.m. Eastern Time, which appeared to be centered on U.K. servers. And later it was said that several attacks were underway on servers across the globe, with the west coast of the U.S. being particularly badly hit. It was not immediately clear who was responsible, and Jillian Christensen of the Department of Homeland Security said they were investigating all potential causes. Political commentator Keith Olbermann raised the possibility it could be a precursor
to
an attack. Apparently, he's got himself a talk show. Said that it could
be a talk show before.
Attack on Election Day. Now, it's obviously pure speculation on his part. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Tom, listening in the Dominican Republic, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, and by the way, when I called up the other night to make a comment about the two-party system, it was definitely not intended to be funny. It was intended to be blunt about having a choice there. But the same thing applies to other issues about the bureaucrats, namely democracy, for example. You know, saying that gang rape is a democracy because five people say yes and one person says no, and the majority elects one of themselves to be the sheriff whose job is to handcuff the victim. Because obviously one vote is useless when you're outnumbered, and so is campaigning when the majority don't give a fire truck about your right, and they would only enjoy the victim's helpless pleas for mercy. But, of course, telling the sheriff might work. And if he didn't want to get killed, he shouldn't have agreed to take the job And if the majority did not want the sheriff to get killed, they should not have voted wrong.
Well, I don't think violence is going to solve the problems that we have with violence.
I'll bet some rape victims out there wish that somebody, a violent person, would come protect them, though.
Yeah, it's different, though.
That's his point.
I get his point, but it's different when you're dealing with the state because it has legitimacy in people's minds, unlike your average rapist. Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We can continue that discussion, and we can talk more about hackings. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us here. Bring up what's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
Roger Veer is an early proponent of Bitcoin. He's a libertarian, an entrepreneur, and a peace activist, also a longtime listener and supporter of Free Talk Live. He's predicted great things for Monero. Monero is a cryptocurrency with robust security and privacy features. And I think one of the most unique things about it, besides its anonymity, is that Monero was not based off of Bitcoin. It was actually created from scratch, whereas most of these other alternatives to Bitcoin are just tweaks to the Bitcoin original code.
Right.
So Monero is kind of special, and that's one of the reasons why it's begun trading on the dark web. And, of course, that's one of the things that gave Bitcoin a boost back in the early days of Bitcoin. Now, Roger Veer has predicted a market cap for Monero as high as $1 billion in the near future. And Jax.io is, of course, the Free Talk Live official wallet. It's incorporating Monero into its wallet, so that's going to be coming soon. I would presume by the end of the year, but I haven't talked to the designers. I know they've announced it, so usually they're not going to announce something unless it's pretty close on it. You owe it to yourself to become educated on Monero. If you're into cryptocurrencies, check this thing out. We're not going to tell you to buy it, but Mark and I have a little bit, and you should take a look and decide for yourself. Go to getmonero.org. That's getmonero.org. As we continue here, we can get back into hackings and things like that, but I thought Tom's call might have been worth going a little bit further on just the idea about legitimacy. You know, yes, the government is the equivalent of a gang, a violent criminal gang. That's basically what they are, but they have all these trappings surrounding them of legitimacy. They make it look like they're something else. Oh, well, we're not your typical gang because you can actually vote for the mafia dons. So that makes us different. That makes us your gang. You're part of our gang. You know, there's all this to it. You're the government. We're the government. There's all this propaganda
it's
out
the
there.
The greatest branding campaign success in world history. So what governments are protection organizations. Many of them, and because of their monopoly status, many of them have added extra services. Many times those services have to do with the sort of protection of the poor, you know, from, I don't know, consequences. And, but I mean, in some way or another, people don't think about these organizations the way they do about other protection organizations or other organizations generally. I mean, a government's just an organization, right? It's a group of people working under, you know, a brand title doing
corporation
stuff.
Yeah.
Now, since it's a monopoly, the customer service is poor. The prices,
expensive.
Yeah, the prices are high. The accountability is low. All these things describe every government that's ever existed in the history of man. Sure,
they only look good when compared to other governments.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm sure the Swiss government's slightly more efficient, just because you know, yeah, the Swiss, right? you know, and I'm sure that there's governments that do things better than other governments. You know, the U.S. government certainly does that. Let's build big ships and airplanes thing. It does that really well.
Well, they hire people to do that.
Not airplanes anymore for the F-35, but
it puts them. Yeah, right. That's a disaster. It puts them in the sky, and you know, the other nations haven't been able to do that. But when you talk about one of these organizations, the first, you know, say you say something bad about your service organization, the first thing somebody's going to do is say, well, it's better than the other service organizations, and that may be true. It may.
No, wait. When you say service organization, you're talking about like
the governments,
the Lions Club. Oh, okay.
You don't like America? How about the Soviet Union? You know, like that's,
well, I don't consider them to be service organizations.
They provide services.
Yeah, but at the threat of violence.
I understand that.
It's not service.
It's a monopoly, and monopolies are going to tend towards that sort of behavior. But, I mean, it's a protection organization, right? I mean,
it's a protection racket, sure, a violent protection racket.
Yeah, that's so that's
where they protect the politically connected.
Is protection. Now, they don't actually provide protection. They provide the illusion of protection.
Every now and then, they could protect somebody.
Sure.
I mean, that, you know, the cops will, in certain instances, actually go after a bad guy. But a lot of times, they're also threatening you,
but
peaceful people.
They're really, their fundamental job is to protect the state itself.
Correct.
And now, if you have a bunch of, I don't know, murderers or bank robbers running around inside your, you know, the geographic area that you're, you know, that you call your corporate, you know, bilouac, then that's going to undermine your work. I mean, you know, you can't have these people running around in the same way that Walmart can't have somebody running around the aisle stabbing people. The people, you know, the police in, you pick the town, New York City, can't have people running around stabbing people. It makes them look bad. So they'll try to get the murderer to prevent them from doing those things.
They don't try that hard. A lot of murders go unsolved. But, you know,
about 50% of them.
Yeah.
But
they try.
Yeah, yeah. So they're doing the work. They're getting some things done.
If they weren't so busy arresting marijuana users, they could try harder on the murderers and the rapists.
Murders are hard to solve, especially
But resources are what they are, and if you put more resources on something, it's more likely to get done.
Do you really want the resources that currently exist in law enforcement to rather than be disbanded when the war on drugs is ended, to be refocused on tasks like finding out who the murderers are?
It doesn't bother me if law enforcement's going after murderers and rapists. I think that's what they're supposed to do. If we're going to have a government monopoly on law enforcement, I would like to see their budgets cut, sure. But if I get to choose, Mark, between no change to law enforcement and same-size budget, but all they do is focus on violent crimes, I'll take same-size budget, focus on violent crimes.
I'm with you. I think that you have a difficulty when you put people who want to succeed on a case and you have too much focus on it, and one of the problems there would be that they find
the wrong
person, and that's bad news.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying I don't want the right people found. I certainly do. And the other difficulty is we don't know how many police officers should be on a particular case because the market hasn't spoken on that
policing
is a monopoly. You don't get to hire people to focus on it and that sort of thing. We just don't know the answer. And this is just some of the fundamental problems with the protection services that we have known as governments today. And it's because they evolved over the course of 9,000 years with the agrarian revolution from these
slave catchers.
Yeah, no, they're master servant paradigms.
Yeah.
So, you know, first you've got this chieftain that manages to catch a bunch of other people, calling them slaves, putting them to work, and integrating them in and saying, "Hey, we're going to be very successful here." Then you got to watch over them, so you have to build sort of structures so that you can get up and higher than them and take a look around and see who's working and who's not. And that kind of thing. And then these, chieftains turn into, plantation owners who turn into kings, who turn into emperors who let's take down the emperor and we'll make a republic. And, rather than having the sovereign power rest with one person, we'll have the sovereign power rest with the voters. And that's the whole idea. And it just basically takes this.
Look how that's worked out.
Yeah. It's like a taxi cab driver has been, kicked out. And now the passengers are, deciding where we're going to go. It doesn't, it makes sense. School bus driver, I should say.
I believe Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela is actually a former bus driver.
Good for him.
Yeah, the dictator there. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I've actually got a story out of Venezuela about corpses exploding in their decrepit Venezuelan hospitals. Just sounds like a lovely place to visit. Our toll-free number here, 855-453. But also, clown news on the way. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're having a discussion, actually, we were having during the break there, about credit. And Vincent, he is our youngest co-host. He's in college. It's his first year in college here in Keene, New Hampshire at Keene State. And you were just talking about your credit card that you have with Bank of America, that is hooked up to your Bank of America checking account, so it's an auto kind of debit from your checking account to pay off the credit card bill. You're hoping to build credit, but there's all these rumors out there, and I wonder if there's a way to verify this. I bet, you know, a simple internet search could do it, but we just haven't. Literally, we were talking about it right before we came back on the air.
I'll just call their helpline and ask sometime when I have a
chance. They may or may not know, right? Like, your average phone operator at Bank of America may not be a credit expert. So you really want to consult somebody who knows all these rules, these credit reporting agencies, TransUnion, Equifax, Experian. These are the three main credit reporting agencies. You know, there's a set of rules that they have where certain things you do will build your credit number and certain things you do will hurt your credit number. And Daryl said just a moment ago that he's heard, and I've heard this same thing, and I consider it to be a rumor that benefits the credit card companies, not your credit. The rumor that if you have a balance on your credit card that you don't pay off, that somehow that helps your credit. That I just don't understand.
From creditkarma.com, the top contributor here, so this is the sort of thing that people vote on or whatever. It's almost always better to pay off your credit card completely if you have the financial means to do so.
Of course it is, because otherwise they're going to charge you out the wazoo with interest charges, which are absolutely ridiculous. And that's how these credit card companies make money hand over fist on people, because they pay the minimum balance or they don't pay the full amount. They overspend what they can possibly afford. And then they end up in debt. The advice of you need to have balance on your credit card to earn credit is like in telling people that debt is somehow going to help them get a good credit score. And that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, from a financial perspective, unless you have a special rate on your credit card, say 3% or lower, you're generally better off paying the monthly balance in full. An exception would be that if you have a card for emergencies, in today's economic environment, having cash can be very useful. And should you lose your job or run into other financial emergency.
When I got my first loan for a home back in 2004 or whenever it was, I had not done anything whatsoever to build any credit except for have a credit card and pay it off on time every single month. That's it. That's all I ever did. I mean, unless the cable company, I guess there's some companies like cable companies that might report, but I always paid those bills on time too. So I always paid all my bills, credit card and whatever other bills, water bill, etc., on time. I'd never carried a balance over from 1 month to the next. If I ever did, it would have been on an accident and I would have corrected it immediately. So I was able to get a home loan based on that amount of credit building, and I never even had a car loan before that either. I never had a car loan. I always paid cash for my cars.
From an optimal credit score perspective, paying interest on a balance doesn't help your score. Using your credit card once every few months is enough to build a history of responsible credit use and payment.
I got a special deal out of it because I worked for a law, because I worked and had a decent decent income, or I think they give it to everyone who has a new card. I have 0% APR for a year, so until next summer I didn't have to pay anything. But I took in high school a college level personal finance class, and I think everyone realized it was a huge scam. Even the professor told us it was a scam, and she was able to.
You mean the 0% APR?
Thing? Oh no, just credit cards in general. Like if you have a check your credit, it costs money to check your credit. If you get your credit checked to get something like a new card, that actually hits your credit. Your credit tanks
One ding doesn't really do it. It's many dings in a short
period. I know. And she had the whole list, I forget now just because, hey, it was high school, of what to do to build your credit, to have, good credit. She had, like, a 700 credit. And it's a lot more than just paying off your bill. You have to make, say, big purchases. You have to pay over a period of time. There's a whole criteria of what you need to actually get, 700 credit.
I don't know what my credit number actually is. I'll be finding out here. It's just interesting this came up because I was on the phone with TransUnion earlier today by total coincidence. And I'll be getting a free copy of the credit report that they're sending. Because what happened with me was I attempted to sign up for an online bank. Or actually it was a regular bank, but they let people sign up online. And so I tried to do that, and they compared my info that I'd gave them on the sign-up form with TransUnion's information about me, and they claimed that it didn't match. And so because it didn't match, they said, well, we're sorry, you're going to have to come into a bank branch. Until then, we can't do business with you. And they did actually say it was TransUnion, so I should call them and see, what was going on. I called them up, and I gave them the information about me, my social and all that stuff, and the guy on the phone said, yeah, it looks like it matches. So he said he was going to send me a copy of the report. So you don't actually have to pay for the report. If somebody has denied you an application, you can usually get the report for free in that particular case.
TransUnion offered me the opportunity through email to get my credit, to find out my credit score for a dollar, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, dollar, that's worth it. And it was easy to do. Turns out that was a dollar for the first month, and then $20 a month every month thereafter.
Yep.
I went to I went back to them. I'm like, you people are a bunch of scam artists. Dear God.
You didn't see that? I saw it pretty clearly on your website.
I didn't pay that much attention, apparently. Well, and then I had my credit
scam,
card company
brother.
Go and get that money back from them. Clawed that crap right back from them. That's a scam, man. You can get
it. It's presented to you right there on the website. It was not a scam.
Well,
I mean, it's...
in a literal sense, it's not a scam.
A $20 credit card monitoring fee?
Well, it was an identity theft program or something
like that. Yeah, that and a whole bunch of other dumb crap.
It's an expensive one. It's ridiculous. I wouldn't sign up for that. So, I mean, but I'm just telling you, you're saying it's a scam. It would be a scam if they didn't tell you about it. And they did.
Agreed, Ian.
Just because you were drinking too much and you didn't notice it or whatever it was, you're half asleep.
I'd say
it's not their fault.
He didn't mean scam, not that I'm, you know, analyzing the semantics, but it's not a scam in a literal sense. You know, in the literal sense, yeah, that'd be illegal. But it's a scam as in they say in big letters, hey, this is a check your credit score for $1. And in the very tiny print that they know not too many people read because they have, you know, small attention spans, it, you know, charges $20 out of it, so much more. So that's how I'd say it's a scam, just, you know, into more like urban use.
I'm sorry.
Here's how you give feedback, Ian.
It's right there on the front page of their website.
I didn't go to their website, Ian. I got an email offer. I specifically told you.
So wait, you're clicking on their.
I don't have the email for you to look at, dude. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I guarantee you it says it somewhere pretty prominently.
I get that what you're saying, right? Yeah. It probably was in there if I would have read it thoroughly. And, you know, if it said that they were going to come and take my 8-year-old and cut him up into pieces right there in front of me that I didn't read the whole thing, they would still be evil
people.
You're
lucky they don't take Bitcoin.
Okay. Well, they can't take Bitcoin. That's the nice thing about Bitcoin is they can't just come and get it from you.
No, what I mean is, yeah, they can't just come get it from you, but if you authorize them to, you know, if you give them Bitcoin, then they can't do, you can't do the chargeback, which is what your company did.
Right. Well, I wouldn't send them $600 in Bitcoin or something for a credit. I wanted to get my credit report for $1. And that's what they wanted me to want. And then they sold me a bunch of crap I didn't need beyond that. And so I went to my credit card company and I told them, get this back. And they went and they did it. They went to the big scam artist organization that, you know, attempts to sell you the credit score that they've built on you over time, has invaded your privacy throughout your life, and then attempts to sell you the information.
Well, I am in no, you know, by no means am I a huge fan of these credit reporting agencies, but I doubt they invaded your privacy. It's probably things that you gave up. You likely gave your address and information to various different companies who then sold that information or transferred it over to TransUnion based on their contracts.
That's what they do. But they don't get enough money by going after these companies and getting their money that way. They have to come to you and then sell you this, you know, this package of crap you don't need. I'm sorry, selling the people something that they don't need at a price that is significantly higher than other people will sell it for is scammy.
No, I understand where you're coming from.
You think that somebody who comes to your door and sells you knives is a scam artist, for like Cutco?
No, I didn't say they were scam artists.
Yeah, that's the terminology.
No. I never said anything bad about Cutco's products.
Yes, you did.
I've never used any of their products. I've never heard anything bad about them. All I've heard they've is
business
they've got
practice.
Good.
And selling this this stuff at a higher price is a bad business.
What we've
business
heard
practice.
Is that they don't treat their employees well.
I'm not talking about
my dad
Cutco.
Worked for them for a job, and he said to watch out for.
Right. Watch out as an employee to
or a contractor.
Yeah, because
it's like some kind of pure reverse pyramid scheme of sales.
Right. That's how we've critiqued Cutco and those companies. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free. Join us here. What's the scammiest thing, one of the scammiest things you've ever found on the Internet? Or, if you want to be honest, fell for on the Internet. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, one thing that is not a scam, and that is Bitcoin. Bitcoin's for real. It is Vincent just got his first portion of a Bitcoin last week, and it's awesome. It works really well. That's why Bitcoin is right now about $630 per Bitcoin. It's that price. Because Bitcoin does what it says it's going to do, unlike scams. Bitcoin delivers its currency to wherever it is you want to send it in the world in basically an instant. And it does it well. It does it cryptographically sound and securely. And it can't be hacked or taken down by governments or corporations or banks. And so that's why people value Bitcoin. And that's why there's some disagreement, unfortunately, within the Bitcoin community over where Bitcoin should go in the future. There are those in the community that don't want to see Bitcoin grow, and they're holding back the increase of the block size. Now, a new Bitcoin client has been introduced, and it has an increased block size and is supported by Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus. Recently, via BTC, which is the fifth largest miner, switched exclusively to Bitcoin Unlimited. That's the new Bitcoin client we're talking about here. Bitcoin prices spiked 5%. Now, that could be a coincidence, but a lot of observers don't think so. Bitcoin shouldn't be held back by a few, and you can learn more at bitcoinunlimited.info. That's bitcoinunlimited.info. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Patrick, in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to let you know, man, you sort of disappointed me there. I mean, I'm a police officer, and I mean, I tried to do it for all the right reasons. I mean, the state and everything else, I think that's last thing on my mind when I'm trying to protect and serve. And a question you asked, how many officers does it take to solve, you know, crimes of murder and stuff like that? It takes every officer. It doesn't take just one. When something bad happens, generally even the community gets involved. And you try to do the best you can out there with the resources you got, but sort of disappointed me, guys.
Well, let me explain.
Well, we had different opinions on that, by the way.
Let me explain just a little more thoroughly. So policing organizations or government organizations, they're monopolies inside their given geographic area. They function as cartels with other policing organizations, whether they're on the county level, the city level, or, you know, state or federal. They all sort of, you know, work together, but they all have their, you know, areas that the others don't step on each other's toes. What I'm saying when I say that, and I didn't say policemen, I said policing organizations. And what I mean is that your bosses, their you know, their fundamental and most important job is to make sure that the government of your town, whatever that might be, or city or municipality or county or whatever it is, functions tomorrow. Like that, they're protecting. If the siege comes in and the great red horde comes to your community, they're not going to protect my house. They're going to protect the mayor's house, and that's the point I'm trying to make here. Is that when they solve crimes, they do them. These policing organizations do them for the protection of the state. That's what's in their interest. I believe the police officers do them for in many cases for all the right reasons, right? Like brave people in many cases that want to serve their community, you know, pick up the badge and, you know, take the mantle that has been handed to them with the full intention of doing the very best that they can do. That's not what I'm that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that these organizations, they function with different incentives because they don't have competition.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, lately, and I just speak on my behalf, but it seems like sometimes we feel as police officers that that very organization that you're talking about, the state and everything, take things for granted, and they don't give us the backup we need to really go out there and to be perceived as exactly what you said, you know, go out there and do your job with respect and dignity to the community. And, you know, it's a two-way street on our behalf, and it's been getting a lot worse in the last couple of years because, you know, the laws that they're dumping on us to go out there and do, you know, a lot of older officers look at some of it as being trivial. You go out there, do your job, you respect the law, you respect the people, you do your daily duty, you punch in and you go home and you leave your work at work and your home at home, you know. But in all fairness, it seems like lately it's been more the cutbacks, you know, don't be that harsh and heavy on people and really putting the pressure on you. If you're not that type of a person, then, you know, you hear this and it's just sad. It's just
to be clear, I'm not sure what you're saying. They're putting pressure on you, the officer, to do what?
Well, okay. You go in your morning briefing and they, you know, they'll tell you, we need you to hit an area, and check and clean it up. Like you're saying, okay, clean up this area. This park's got a bunch of riffraff hanging around. But they don't realize that as a police officer, you already have a relationship with the people that are out there. The parks have riffraff, street people, people who are homeless. You mm-hmm. already know these people.
Right.
And you have a good rapport with them. That's part of your job to go out there. And if they aren't doing anything wrong, you know, really, to be honest with you, you know, hey, you know, no harm, no foul. You know, guys, you aren't.
So you're
doing
saying you feel
wrong.
Like you're being told to go and cause issues with people that you really don't need to be messing with?
Well, not on an unofficial basis, yes. On some cases, I feel that what you're saying in a lot of ways may be somewhat true in the way they, like you say, upper management hears it from, say, the mayor or you have a dignitary coming into town, say like...
So they're trying to impress somebody. Is what you're saying.
And it's not even about impressing people.
Impress.
It's not even about impressing people. It's about going out there and doing your job and maintaining that rapport with the people, keeping...
Well, unfortunately, when politics gets in the way of doing the right thing, it can be really problematic. Hey, Patrick, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, because if you don't do what you're told to... then they can come after you. They can, you know, make it so you have to work the overnight shift or whatever the undesirable shifts are for the police. They'll put you there and possibly do worse.
I just want to say I really appreciate Patrick's call because I've actually been thinking about this. And one mistake I think a lot of, you know, like small government types, you know, libertarians, anarchists, that they, I think they give a lot of unnecessary heat to the police, just in which, you know, understandable because they're the enforcement arm of these, you know, the the government cronies and stuff.
Yeah, not all of them are bad guys.
Yeah, for normal people, for normal individuals. Yeah, you'll have a few, you know, bad apples and stuff, like, you know, some of the cops, you know, I've been met with who are like control freaks, you know, but I mean,
they say a few bad apples spoils the whole bunch. That's
yeah,
the thing.
And so there's one. I at one point I wanted to be a police officer. I wanted to be a detective, but you know, that's something else. And I don't know. I think it's if you're a libertarian thinking about, you know, have an interest in law enforcement but don't want to go in because you think, oh, I'll be oppressing people. I wouldn't let that stop you because we need good people becoming police officers who respect the constitutional laws like Patrick. So thank you very much.
I'd rather have a libertarian as a police officer because I know they're going to look the other way on a lot of stuff. We had a guy who was a TSA agent who told us that on more than one occasion he saw people with marijuana, for instance, in their bags, and he just passed them through. So, you know, that's the kind of person I'd like to see in those roles. But I realized that in order to get to that point, there's usually a period of total obedience that you have to get through. And that, I think, could be really hard for somebody who's a principled libertarian or voluntary, as somebody who does not want to initiate force against peaceful people, if in that first initial trial period for them, once they get hired, like, oh, well, now you're not tenured yet or whatever, right? Like, because it's harder over time to fire a government bureaucrat, but there's like an initial phase frequently where they can just go ahead and fire them for any reason.
They give preference hiring. Right. In some places, they give preference hiring to veterans because they know they know a lot of these vets, you know, nothing against them, but they know how to follow orders.
They're obedient.
Yeah.
So in that probationary period, if they tell you to go and arrest some Johns who are trying to hire hookers, or they tell you to go and arrest some college students for smoking weed or whatever, and you don't do it, then you could probably lose your job.
And pension, too.
I can understand why somebody wouldn't want to go through that, and I don't blame them for it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But if it's not that way in your department, I'd love to hear about it. Hour 2's coming up. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
The Blockchain Education Network has had a busy fall semester introducing, educating, and giving away Bitcoin. The initiative believes wholeheartedly that students should understand cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Now the organization is ramping up its efforts to educate the academic masses, offering a bounty to students who help build a syllabus. The Blockchain Education Network has set aside a total of 4 Bitcoin to divide between students who add content. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.